Nevada and New Hampshire, 6 congressional races, 2 governor races, and a key U.S. Senate race. Because they're all key U.S. Senate races. Now, today's show sponsored by Vistaprint. Get 500 high-quality, custom-made business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. And use code ECPP at checkout. That's ECPP. Emerson Polster, Spencer Kimball, startup in New Hampshire.
Well, New Hampshire is an interesting state because they have gubernatorial elections every 2 years. And so basically, as soon as you win, you're running again. But Governor Chris Sununu is a popular name in the state. And as a Republican, has about 51% of the vote. Molly Kelly, his Democratic opponent, is at 35%, and 14% are undecided in that race. Sununu has a very high name recognition and favorability. Kelly is kind of split around 35% favorable, 34% unfavorable. And so she's got some room to make up statewide. She does better up in that second district where Annie McLean Custer is running. We took a look at those congressional districts, and we see Custer's got about 44% against her Republican opponent, Steve Negrin, around 25%. So the second district is leaning very strongly for a Democrat. And the first district is an open seat. That's been a race between Carol Shea Porter and Frank Yunta. If you recall, those two have gone at it for about like a decade, swapping that first district. But now Chris Pappas, the Democrats at 40%, Eddie Edwards, the Republicans at 35%, 24% are still undecided in that race. So that race is still within the polls' margin of error.
It's just amazing how important New Hampshire is in every single election. But polling 2 states this week, and I have to thank those who not just listen to the podcast every single week, but support our sponsors, those out there in the audience. That really goes such a long way here at Emerson Polling. And if you want more polls from us, the best way to do it is, yes, by supporting our sponsors. If for no other reason, too, you get just incredible deals by doing it. Today's sponsor, as stated, Vistaprint.com. Use that code ECPP at checkout. So, I mean, not only do Emerson ePolls, they provide an incredible resource to the electorate, but just an amazing opportunity for young participants in our democracy, the students of Emerson College, as they know, and to culminate their work and to make the professional impression in the right moment, Emerson Polling orders their business cards from Vistaprint. Your next big opportunity is coming right now, and all it takes to feel like you're ready to own the now is $10. That is right, just $10. It's a very low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes, upload your own design, pick the paper stock, style, and quantity that is right for you, and choose your delivery speed. Simple as that. You can do this all in just a few clicks and use it on all of your marketing going forward. Satisfaction 100% guaranteed, or they're going to make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Use code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. That's code ECPP at Vistaprint.com. ECPP at Vistaprint.com. A lot of recent talk recently about how that Senate race may be slipping away from the Democrats. There's one out in Nevada. Spence, what is going on out there?
That's a key race, as you mentioned, for the Democrats, the state that Hillary Clinton won, and one where they think that they can defeat an incumbent Republican in Dean Heller. Heller's got, in our poll, 47% of the vote. U.S. Rep. Jackie Rosen, she's the Democrat nominee. She's at 41% with about 8% undecided. And we also took a look at that governor's race where Adam Laxalt, he's got a very interesting family lineage with Paul DaVinci and Paul Laxalt. You want to look into a little bit of a soap opera. His background is interesting to read. But he's got 46% of the vote. Steve Sisolak is the Democrat nominee. He was in a tough primary against somebody more progressive. He's at 41%, and 11% are undecided. But in that race, we asked those 11% that were undecided, how are they leaning? And they were breaking for Sisolak 62-38. So that suggests that that race might be a little bit tighter than where we're at, which is very tight to begin with. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye out on both of those races. And We also just took a quick look at the congressional races. There's four districts in Nevada, and this was small sample sizes, but we just wanted to see if there was any districts that may be in play that we weren't really looking at. And we can go to the negative in the first district. Dina Titus has got 50% of the vote. The Democrat, we expected her to have a large lead. Joyce Bentley, the Republicans, at 20%. In the second district, though, Mark Amade, he's got 23%. Clint Coble, the Democrats, got 16%. That was a surprise to see, and a very high number of undecided voters in that second district. So we'll definitely want to take a look again over there. The third district and fourth district were supposed to be competitive, and I think that's what we see. Susie Lee's at 41%. Danny Tarkanian.
You almost said Jerry.
9%. And then in Nevada's fourth district, Stephen Horford's at 36%, the Democrat. Crescent Hardy's at 34%. So there's a potential for a Republican pickup there in the fourth as well.
A lot to digest there. And you almost said, Jerry, I was ready to jump on you for that. But all the data methodology up on the website, emerson.edu/polling. Full releases to the graphics, Twitter at Emerson Polling, and on Instagram at Emerson Polling. Students will choose this week on the podcast on Thursday. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.